Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Thursday, the first day of April, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got Wayne Madsen popping in to give us his take on the bombings in Russia, on Obamacare, on what's happening in the economy, and a lot more. He's joining us coming up in 1 hour. And then we've got William Fain, who was one of the last people to talk to the former Georgia senator who was exposing CPS white slavery rings, who was killed over the weekend. He'll be popping in the last hour. He believes she did not commit suicide, nor did her husband commit suicide, and he talked to her about 48 hours before she was shot in the back, and her husband was shot in the chest. So that is coming up. Obviously, I have a lot of really important news to cover, and I want to open the phones up in the first hour. But in the first hour, I want to give first-time callers a chance to give us your take on the aftermath of the health care bill's passage as we learn more and more about just how draconian this legislation is. First-time callers calling in about the militia situation, the raids that started Sunday. There's been a new one, another militia group indicted by feds. A federal grand jury in New Haven, Connecticut, returned a 7-count indictment charging 5 individuals with conspiracy and firearms offenses stemming from an alleged attempt to sell firearms and explosives, grenades, to a white supremacist group located outside of Connecticut. And we've now seen the detention hearing. We've got some details of the detention hearing of the Hatari militia in a 4-state raid centering in and around Michigan. And I want to be clear about this. I support the militia. That's why we have Edwin Vieira on. That's why we have Red Beckman on, one of the founders of the true modern militia. But when I criticize federal provocateurs that go in and set up militias, those federal agents and informants are not militia members. They're not good. They are bad. And, of course, you have a lot of these militia leaders that are feds. And I saw a few clips last night and sent a few emails of different people criticizing me and saying, Alex Jones doesn't want you to buy firearms. Alex Jones is throwing the Hatari under the bus. It's just the type of mindlessness that I'm used to seeing. Texas voluntarily entered the Union. So did New Hampshire and other states. We're not really the Lone Star State. I love my state, but other states have that power. All the states have that power, but Texas more clearly than any other state. And I support people's right and the movement if they see fit, if the people of Texas chose to secede. But then I saw the Republic of Texas groups, some serious, some not serious. I saw the media give attention to groups back in the late 1990s. And sometimes you had 5, 6, 7, 8 or more different presidents, and they would just all announce themselves presidents and have an entourage of 4 or 5 people who were commander general. Their wife would be the vice president. And I would criticize those groups and say, this is not legitimate the way you're going about this. You're not my president. And they would say, how dare you, traitor? I am the commander president of the earth. Might as well declare themselves Emperor of Mars.
And the Stratium 12 detonator, pesky earth creature, I will disintegrate you.
I mean, go ahead and declare yourself Emperor of the Moon if you want.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got William Fain joining us for about 30 minutes of the last hour today, covering oddities in the murder of Nancy Schaefer. The media is calling it a suicide. Head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, a guest on this radio broadcast. One of the strongest advocates for children and families being torn apart by child pedophile services. Not CPS, not Child Protective, Child Pervert Pedophile Services, Child Psychopath Services. And she had been calling us the last few months saying that she was hot on the trail of the CPS getting bounties for certain types of children that adoption agencies were leasing out to pedophile groups. And they went to her house and shot her in the back and shot her husband in the chest. And we'll be going over that coming up in the last hour today. We also have Wayne Madsen popping in for 30 minutes in the next hour. We are going to have wide open phones for first-time callers on the health care issue, on the economy, on the militia raids, on the attempted demonization of patriot groups in this country. And coming up in the second half of the next hour, I'm going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also play the audio here. It's very revealing for radio listeners. And we have the video posted up on Infowars.com in an article that Kurt Nemo has written dealing with the supposed N-word being yelled and black congressmen being spit on. The media had said it happened in the House chamber. They said it happened outside the Capitol with people going in for the health care vote, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before last. off and on the last week and a half. I've done a lot of investigating into this, and I saw a video posted this morning by Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com that was the best produced yet from different camera angles of the supposed incidents. You can clearly hear no one is yelling, "We're going to kill you." No one is yelling the N-word. No one is spitting on the black congressman. Now, they have a tunnel that they can go in from their office building into the Congress. The black congressman, the black caucus, chose to walk through the middle of the Tea Partiers that no other pro-government health care takeover groups dared do. It was a false flag. It was a provocation. And there is video from the time they walk out, as they walk through. There is the supposed spitting incident where the man is yelling, "Kill the bill, kill the bill." The black congressman walks up and gets in his face. The guy keeps yelling, "Kill the bill." The man claims he's been spit on. You can clearly see no one spit on him. No one said, "We're going to kill you." No one called them the N-word. The audio is clear. The video is clear. This is completely made up. And there are hundreds of different videos from different angles. And I've looked at scores of them. There, it is an absolute fact that this is staged. And Keith Oberman and Chris Matthews, but not just MSNBC, CNN, all of them are a pack of congenital liars who are invoking race, who are invoking racism, who are invoking race war, who are calling down racial division. People say, "Oh, I don't want big healthcare takeover. I don't want socialism. I don't want the IRS running my life. I don't want the IRS controlling my paycheck." Oh, you are a racist. I mean, they've been saying that for a year. One time I caught bribery at the Capitol. There's video of it. It's up on our YouTube channel. Mike Hansen dug the footage out that we aired on local TV in Austin, showing a white man paying off three black men to go testify and talk about how much crime is involved with guns. They're the ones playing the race card. Ooh, putting the scary black guys up there to talk about how dangerous guns are and all the crime they've seen with them and how they're former gangbangers. And the news ran headlines asking if I was a racist because I showed black people getting a payoff from a white guy who was the one race pimping them. And the news media, the Statesman, called me and said, "Would you have shown white guys being paid off?" And I said, "Well, absolutely. Of course I would have. What type of question is that?" And they posed the question in the Statesman, am I a racist? This is race politics, ladies and gentlemen. They obscure the real issues by injecting race. And don't forget the Denver Post headline, 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado HQ, knocked out their own windows, tore down the posters of Obama, and went on the news saying that right-wingers had done it. How many cases have you seen of people spray-painting their own synagogues or their black dormitories with swastikas or the N-word? This is done over and over again. And of course, in all fairness, we dug this article out. Police, woman with bee scratched in face, faked political attack. She did it in a mirror and did it backwards and later admitted to it. And she said that black men had assaulted her in a parking lot and scratched the bee word in her face. Barack Obama. Totally and completely staged. So we'll be breaking that down coming up, and we're going to play the video and audio here. And this is what not just Democrats are experts at. This is what Republicans do. This is what happens in dirty politics today. This is what happens in dirty tricks. I go out and start yelling at Michelle Malkin while her people are yelling at me at the Denver Mint in 2008. And people that we later learned came with her, with local conservative bloggers. They arrived with her, they left with her. We don't know if they were working with her, but they came with local blogs from the college. And they began screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin, over and over and over again. And the national news said that I had said it. Thank God we had all the camera angles, put out a video showing that they were screaming it and forced retractions. But this is how they operate. This is the type of things they do. They create distortions. Just like the wheelchair attack, a man with his handicapped daughter in New York a few years ago comes out of a dark doorway, starts ramming Gary Talis of We Are Change with the wheelchair saying, don't attack my daughter, don't attack my daughter. And it came out in court that indeed had happened. But not before the national media said, how dare the 9/11 truthers, they attacked this poor girl in a wheelchair for no reason. They were waiting for We Are Change. They were there in a demonstration against Laura Bush, calling for medical care for firemen, police, and other medical emergency personnel from 9/11. And that's the response they got. And there's just so many other cases of this. Here is an article out of Detroit News today. U.S. attorney, Houtari member shot cat to prepare for attack. I will bet you $1 million that's a lie. They say their federal informant inside the group and their FBI agent inside the group, they had multiple operatives inside the group handling them. And they now admit another militia leader was one of the people that was supposedly inside Houtari. And that's the type of thing they'll put out. Oh, 9/11 truth attacks a girl in a wheelchair. Oh, Alex says kill Michelle Malkin. Oh, my gosh, black guys put the word B on my face. Oh, my gosh, Republicans attacked the DNC headquarters in Denver. This is not just something government does, but intelligence agencies, organizations, and private individuals. Over and over again the last 2 years, I have had prominent people just completely lie and say that I called them and threatened to kill them. Probably operatives, but they may not be. It's like a woman, if she's scorned, it's been proven in major psychological studies that many women, not a majority, but a large percentage, will just lie and say you raped them. It's the frame-up culture. It's the lie about your enemies culture. And I said Monday here on air, Kurt Nemo said Sunday in the articles he wrote when this was first happening, that it would end up that a federal informant was inside, one or more, tricking the group into calling for violence or just flat out lying and saying that they did call for violence when they never did. Because I've had the national media do that to me. I've had people at meetings try to set me up and lie and say that I'd said things. We had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab, on yesterday, and he said, yes, the criminals rise to the top and run the FBI and almost every major police force, and people are being framed en masse, and that comes out every week. Major police departments are caught just framing people en masse. So framing is what they're taught to do at commander level. My guys went to Pittsburgh last year, all on video. Call the base, they have a press release, they go over, and they say, we hear you're going to deploy 4,000 troops on the streets tomorrow. We'd like to talk to your public affairs officer, PAO, and they said, wait here 20 minutes, and they said, let us talk to your editor. Military called me up. Once they got me on the phone, they wouldn't talk to me and said, I don't want to talk to you now. I was very polite. We have video of it. We're going to put that clip from Police State 4 out in the next few days as a sneak peek for folks to see. And they then called the police and said, my guys were running around the perimeter trying to sabotage the base. Just a total lie, and that they ran from the military. And you got Luke Radowski footage in Truth Teasing, where the police come up and say, we're going to say you got a bomb. We know you don't, but we're going to go ahead and put you in prison if you don't stop using your First Amendment. This is standard procedure. We'll be right back and break it down in your phone calls as well.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Wow! They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
It is very revealing that when I went on air Monday with Kurt Nemo's excellent articles, pointing out that I had interviewed last year Pale Horse, or Sickles is his real name, and that they were dressed up in clownish fashion with voice changers, and that it looked like something out of central casting from a setup of a militia. Out of 400-plus public militias, I singled that one out, and I said, that stinks. It's like you find a dead animal in your attic. That stinks. It doesn't take a rocket scientist mind to know this. And I said, it's going to come out that there were federal informants in there provocateuring them to shoot their mouths off. Well, Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal reported, and now we have more of the indictment, that indeed the thing was provocateured from start to finish. And I guess I shouldn't have called them hillbillies, but, you know, I call myself a hillbilly. I say I come from some hillbilly stock, so, you know, that was not meant mean. I was trying to protect whoever these operatives were trying to set up back in August of last year. I was trying to point out that CNN and others were singling them out. And when that starts happening, you better look out. Just like we're being attacked by CNN and Fox and MSNBC right now. They generally begin the attack beforehand, and the way they dressed up and the things they said, the things they did, were leading right into that trap. And then I got sent this audio last night of supposed militia people saying, yeah, Alex says don't buy guns. But that's not true. Alex says don't do anything about the New World Order. More straw men, more baloney. Why would I be attacked by a minority of militia leaders around the country for saying, watch out, militias are infiltrated, watch what you say, watch who you let in your group, look out? Why? I mean, that's common sense. Because many of these groups are not just infiltrated, they are led by the Southern Poverty Law Center, they are led by the ADL, they are led by the FBI. We know the FBI was running the operation in Oklahoma City. This isn't a game. And so I think it's wonderful that people are training with firearms. I think it's wonderful that people are preparing to defend themselves and their families. That's why we have Dr. Vieira on. That's why we have Red Beckman on. That's why we have people on like Officer Jack McLam. That's why we have Sheriff Mack on. That's why we promote the book, Why the Militia? We are all in the militia. And I got a call Monday going, well, why are you bashing the militia? We're all in the militia. I didn't bash the militia. That's operatives inside these organizations attacking who their real enemy is. Why do you think all these big white supremacist organizations constantly attack Alex Jones like no one else and lie about me? Because they're Fed run, and I'm pointing out that Hal Turner and the rest of these people, and it comes out constantly that the leaders, not the members, the leaders of these white supremacist organizations are feds. And they're going around trying to infiltrate the militias so the militias can be demonized as racist and so they can set up the militias. And the infiltrators in these groups, they don't want me telling you this. It's like 10 years ago with the Gray family in a standoff. The feds were about to roll in. They had surveillance cameras, trucks, everything. I went out there when no one else, all these big, tough militias, they were nowhere to be seen. I went out there. I drew attention to it. I got them support. That media attention backed it off, and then I showed up a week later, and there were these guys in militia outfits going, don't trust him, he's a fed, he's infiltrating you, he's getting surveillance of you. And then it came out a month later in the news that both those guys were cops, and still that family said, we don't care, we believe the cops. That's how they isolate you. I've been through this over and over and over again. I'm here saying, watch out, look out. Be careful. And then the feds and their weak-minded minions, a lot of them mean well, are like, Alex, you are against the militia. Well, what is the militia? We are the militia, the American people. And I always get criticized by different militia leaders for saying, Alex doesn't call for violence. He doesn't call for standing up physically. He's a wimp. That's provocateuring, ladies and gentlemen. It's so simple to anyone who has any discernment. So I'm right again. I told you Monday there'd be informants, that they were set up. And it turns out there were other militias ratting on them. And they weren't ratting. They're probably the ones setting them up. And that's what's got some of those groups up there scared, is because I'm hot on their federal operation and their tail. And I, back in August, 9 months ago, I nailed it with precision as usual.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We're going to your calls here in a moment, but I want to finish up on this militia issue, and then later I'll get into all the latest developments. There's a big stack here. Another raid, this time in Connecticut. Another group they've set up, probably completely framed. And here I am, Monday morning, before anyone is reporting there's informants inside and that it's a setup, saying, watch, there's going to be informants. They picked this group. They provocateured them. I said that back in August. I know what I'm seeing. And then suddenly I get criticized. Oh, Alex Jones, he's a Fed. He's saying, look out, there's Feds. Only Feds or their moron followers who are being duped would say such a thing. I've been telling you for over 3 months that moving into the month of April, you're going to have raids on militias and attempts to get firefights going on and a new Waco. And some people who aren't Feds want that to happen. They want a war to start, and they're always trying to push people to get this going. And that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want legitimate, above-board debate. We have all the poll numbers. We have the majority of Americans waking up. The people are angry. They're voting out incumbents, both Republicans and Democrats. Rand Paul in Kentucky shows that. We're having massive success because whoever shoots first loses. And I'm going to do more shows on the militia and break down the history of the real modern militia with Red Beckman and others and Vieira promoting it versus the Patriot mythology. And the best way to boil this down and give you a case point example is this. It's the mid-1990s into 96, 97, 98, 99. I have a radio show in Austin. I have an Access television show. And there were, over the years, more than 20 different Republic of Texas groups. But at one time, there were as many as 8 different presidents, and they would have a meeting at their farmhouse. This was the average MO. And the family would elect their father as the president of Texas. And then other groups would have meetings at hotels and elect themselves president. And then you'd have no military. You'd have one guy who was a general in a full general's outfit looking like a complete clown. And we would have events, Second Amendment events, land rights events, and they would show up like clowns, these different groups in front of the news media. And we discovered most of them were Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, meant to make a movement for Texas sovereignty and possible secession look ridiculous. The globalists understand perception. And I would say to these Republic of Texas people, hey, in 1776, they got a unanimous declaration from the leaders of the 13 colonies, from former governors, legislators, judges, prominent leaders. And that's what we have happening now in over 30 states. We're taking our states back. The states are saying no to the New World Order. They're passing anti-UN resolutions. They're saying they're going to nullify the health care takeover. That's how you do it. That's serious. People in suits and ties. And then if the feds try to come in, then you go to a 1776 situation. But that's how it's done. You don't have people in trailer houses, and I'm not bashing trailer houses. I've got family live in trailer houses. Trailer houses are great. The point is, it just seems that most of them are in a trailer house declaring themselves the president of the state I live in. I didn't vote for you. You know, they didn't get a president to the 13 colonies until after they won the war, 7-8 years later. We didn't get George Washington for a long time. We had to have a Bill of Rights first. All of that had to take place. So you don't just say, I live on a farmhouse, or I live in an apartment in downtown Austin. I am the president of Texas. I am the president, and I have 2 family members who wear military uniforms, and that's my military, and I have a bass boat out back. That is what I'm criticizing. That is what I'm saying is a joke. And it's meant to make us look like a joke. That's what the media is going to go out and point their cameras at and say, look at this. Look at these people. This is who is opposing the government. And then they went out to the few groups out in West Texas that were not Fed-run but had declared themselves the leaders of the provisional government, and they murdered them. And what you had was a whole bunch of Republic of Texas groups all fighting with each other going, I'm the president. No, I'm the president. I'm the president. No, I'm the president. No, he's the president. No, she's the president. And I would meet these people. I would have them on the Access TV show, or I'd see them down there on other shows. And, I mean, it would literally be some dirtball, some slimy person who couldn't even talk with gold jewelry hanging around their neck and you know, getting out of some van reeking of whiskey. Going, I'm the president, I'm the president. And they'd put that on the news. He's the president. Making us look like a joke. They've had major polls in Texas showing the majority of Texans want to secede, and that number's getting higher. Well, if you want to do that, you go to the state house, and the clauses are in the Texas Constitution, and you have a vote, and if it doesn't pass, you get more people to run for the state house, and we get our people in, if that's what you choose as voters. I'm not even saying that's what should happen at this stage. I'd rather have the state nullify it, take our federal government back. But it's better to secede than to be run by offshore corporations through the federal government. But no, I'm not going to bow down on my knees to the first person that walks up and gets out of a van reeking of Jack Daniels and kneel before them and say, I swear fealty to thee, O great president, O great Sam Houston, king of earth. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. That is the issue I have a problem with. And everyone should ask themselves, in your militia group, in your organization, or militias you know, Who are the militias that support Alex Jones and are intelligent and know what they're doing and have a code of not allowing provocateurs in to send you all to prison and frame you for the terror attacks that the government is about to stage and has been staging to be blamed on the Tea Parties and conservatives and gun owners and returning veterans and libertarians? Who has common sense out there? If you've got a militia that you're in or that you're around that on Monday was saying, how dare Alex say feds provocateur this? These were great patriots getting ready to kill police. They had what it took. They had cojones. They were ready. And Alex is calling them hillbillies that got set up by informants. There are no informants. Jones made that up. The people I learned yesterday were saying this on Monday and Tuesday. Well, it came out Tuesday and Wednesday that I was absolutely correct in spades. And it's not hard. I use the parable or the analogy of if it's Super Bowl Sunday and the Super Bowl's coming on at 5 o'clock Central, and I get on the air on a Friday and say, are you going to watch the Super Bowl Sunday? And then a Monday morning rolls around and I get 100 emails and phone calls saying, how did you know the Super Bowl was going to come on? How did you do it, Alex? I mean, this is too incredible. How did you know that the Super Bowl was going to come on at 5 p.m. Central? I read the TV guide. I turned on the cable and looked at the guide. I've seen them do this over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I think in this process, we're learning who the feds are or who is controlled by feds. And I think it's very, very interesting and quite frankly scary. Because I'm here saying we shouldn't kneel down to somebody who says they're the president of Texas. Oh, you're against Texas sovereignty. You're against the Second Amendment. That's a straw man attack. I'm all for Texas sovereignty if that's what the voters choose. The voters. The voters. Not somebody on the back 40 drunk on Jack Daniels saying I'm the president. Not some group up in Michigan, whether they were good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know. I just know one of their members was dressing up like a clown right out of Central Casting with a guy standing behind him like a lieutenant with a World War I helmet on and a gas mask with a pot belly, just designed to make militias look stupid, designed to make us look like kooks, designed with a voice changer to demonize and to set up a group. And I called it in August, and what happened? I'm reading the TV guide here, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm driving down the road at 70 miles an hour at midnight in the Texas Hill Country and I see a bunch of deer by the side of the road about to jump out in front of my car, I hit the brakes. Alex, how did you know how to hit the brakes? Well, I saw a bunch of deer right there about to jump out in front of my car. I mean, this is 101. Brain-dead people should be able to understand this, okay? Brain-dead individuals should be able to understand what I'm talking about. And any time I've said, look out, militias, for anybody that calls for violence in your group, and the usual suspects come out and say, how dare ye, fed, say, look out for people that talk and call for violence and call for targeting government installations. You are a fed. No, that person putting on that accent is the fed. We need to be cool here. We need to be collected. We need to watch our backs. We need to not be provocateur. Shut up, fed. Monday morning, I come on the air, I say, this is all provocateur. There's going to be informants inside. It's going to tie into Pale Horse. You just watch. How dare you? Pale Horse is a great American. There's no informant in there. They were great patriots getting ready to bring down the New World Order beast. And listen here, boy. Alex, you're not a man. You're a boy. Because you're not calling for war like I've been doing for 15 years. Yeah, because you've been calling for violence all these years and you're not in jail? Hal Turner. For 10 years, I told you that guy was a fed. Now admitted in federal court, highest level FBI agent, national security level, not anti-terrorism. National security level. working with Sean Hannity 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I can't believe what Alex did saying feds had infiltrated. That's so bad. That's like telling an old lady not to walk out in front of an 18-wheeler. I can't believe Alex did this. I can't believe he said some of the militias are infiltrated. Why, my federal handler that I don't know is a federal handler tells me that anybody that says look out and don't call for violence, they're a fed. Meanwhile, the fed's sitting right next to him going, let's go over some scenarios of planned attacks on government installations just in case. The recorder's going. The recorder's going. They're planning to get a big collar. They're planning to get move up the echelon by framing you and setting you up. And they're there telling you, don't listen to Alex. I remember when I exposed what was going on with that Pale Horse guy now in jail, but they say one of their informants is in jail just for their safety as a cover. Just like the Mumbai federal agent running the op has been arrested to protect his cover. That's all admitted. Alex, don't you dare say a U.S. government operation ran the Mumbai attacks. Boy, that Alex, he's a fed. Why, he's saying 9/11's an inside job. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them right now. It's just, I'm going to cover this more later. But this is the season. They are getting ready to stage in Oklahoma City. They're building up to it. I told you a year ago. I've been intensifying the last 3 months. I've told you. You've been listening. I have told you exactly what's going to happen. And now here we are, and they are all over the country trying to set up militias right now. And for that, the feds that pepper the militia are saying, this is terrible how he's throwing the militia under the bus here. And then some people who are under their mind control who aren't feds are going, yeah. I can't believe what that boy is doing. I can't believe it. It's like, sounds like Foghorn Leghorn or something. Let's talk to Paul in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for all your good work. You know, they've been co-opting the Tea Party and highlighting and starting up these militias. I've got two questions and one gift. I'm asking you about this because, you know, the Libertarian Party is, you said it the other day that it was our best hope, but could it be possible that we don't know exactly how America's going to come in and put their hands in the huddle circle and join together? We might not see that aspect of the movement manifested yet right now. What is the greatest hope for the Jedi of today?
Well, Paul, I appreciate your call. I don't remember saying the Libertarians are the greatest hope. When they ran Bob Barr for president, those hopes were dashed. I think the greatest hope is taking the states back one representative at a time at the legislative level in the states. But people are together. They are against Obamacare. They are against the carbon taxes. They are against all the different things that are happening. I am for the real militia. I'm trying to protect the militia, the honorable men and women that are involved in it and doing a great job and understand we're under threat and who are preparing to defend the republic. I'm simply pointing out that they're trying to set up the militia and radicalize it and provocateur it right now so we can stop what they plan to do in the next few months. I'm going up against their main operation, which is to get a violent confrontation going, whether real or manufactured. And that's why the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, CNN, Fox, New York Times, Newsweek, London Guardian, the list goes on and on, are all lying about me saying I'm calling for violence. Notice what's happening. They've got the Fed-run white supremacist groups attacking me. They've got the minority of the Fed-run militias attacking me. They've got all the major media attacking me because I know what they're doing. I've seen them do it over and over and over again. The biggest thing we can do is keep waking people up. Folks are ready to be awakened now. And buy firearms. And get self-sufficient. And train with those firearms to protect ourselves. That's a great bulwark. But if we can just politically get active, instead of letting them stage events to demonize our states' rights movement, our nullification movement, if we can hold the line and keep moving forward and not let them trick us into a fight, we're going to win this thing. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops against us. And it's only sending us more listeners and backfiring on the New World Order. So I appreciate it all. Greg in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
With all these community, states, and federal government talking about how they don't have enough money, how does that square with the comprehensive annual financial reports?
All right, let me explain what's happened. It's an excellent point, Greg. Since the 50s, every county, city, state, water district, you name it, has a double set of books. They tell the public the budget is bankrupt, we've got to have more taxes. Meanwhile, the second set of books normally has triple or even more assets, bonds, holdings that are completely separate from even pension funds. But what's happened with the derivative bubble is the banks got government to invest with them. They've now stolen all of that money, and they're telling the government now at every level, you've got to go out and squeeze the people if you're even going to get your pension fund money. So it's all about getting people under their control, getting them deeper into debt, getting the government deeper into debt. And so now many communities are on the verge of actually going bankrupt because they've even stolen the money out of the comprehensive annual financial reports. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's on. The globalists are making their final move to take over our society. It's a trap. They grow giant state, local, and federal government. They get the population addicted. The government handouts and debt. They create a giant government worker class. They teach them that the population is their enemy. And they're attempting to bring in an official system of total corruption. And now they've bankrupted the states, and they're rushing in with carbon taxes. They're rushing in with not just the taxes you pay federally, but state taxes that will further bankrupt the states, and the banks will come in with more fiat loans made up out of nothing and get even more control and demand even more taxes be raised. This is bondage. Let's talk to Darren in Nevada. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing? Good morning, afternoon.
Welcome, Darren.
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is I want to give you a little referral.
Darren, are you on a speakerphone? Because every caller's had bad audio, and I don't know what's going on. We need to start checking. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I am on Skype.
Okay, I swear phone lines are just getting worse and worse by the minute. But go ahead and make your point.
Okay. I've been in negotiations with this gentleman who owns BarrySatoro.com, and since you have the T-shirt thing you're trying to promote, I figured the two would go together. So I just wanted to pass that along, you know, to you guys and see if you guys want to take it further up to you or whatever, just to tell you.
Well, I mean, sure. If somebody wants to give us a website, I don't know how much traffic it would get. We could throw some stuff on the side about how he's really Barry Sotero, and we're just here trying to get the word out about that he's really an Indonesian citizen and not eligible to be president, regardless of the whole Kenya situation, which I believe he was born in Kenya. The evidence all points that way, but this is a huge issue because we know, for those that just joined us, his real name is Barry Sotero, and he's not eligible to be president.
It's a good way of chiding the president, and there's not really anything he could do about it because he's denying that's his name, I guess, publicly now. So, I think it's a pretty good one. But anyways, I guess I could send you guys the info or something like that or whatever.
Email. What is the guy trying to sell the website?
He is trying to sell the domain name.
Well, that's great, Darren. I appreciate your call. You know, people think domain names are where it's all at. But, I mean, really, it's a site that you post news and information on that you build over years that has massive traffic. I mean, we put all the Barry Sotero stuff up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have guests on that expose that. And I'm not saying I don't want the domain, but we'd have to build something and do something with it and then promote it. And I've got more than 20 websites. But I appreciate the kind thought, Darren. Just whoever has it needs to build a website, and we'd be happy to link to it. We work with everybody here. Let's talk to Daniel in North Carolina. You're on the air, Daniel.
Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
First-time caller, huge fan, been listening for years. Had a couple comments about the health care bill. Extremely atrocious. I was up watching in C-SPAN whenever it got passed, and a bunch of family members were up watching it. Out of all the craziness in the bill and all the bad stuff that's in it, you know, taking our rights away, the government's forcing us to buy a commercial product. One thing I've noticed that this is, for the people that I know, and especially some of the older people I know, this has really woken some of them up. I've given, you know, at least 2,000 copies of your DVDs out to randomly and to all my family and friends. And several people have come to me and said, man, you know, this guy knew what he was talking about. So I guess that's my point. If one good thing comes from the crazy, you know, unconstitutional health care bill, it's really woken a bunch of people up that, wow, this is just crazy. So I guess your comments on that.
My comments specifically on the fact that for every action, there's an equal reaction. Folks are waking up because now there's no more room for denial. This is bona fide tyranny. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.